Hey everybody, this is Organization 13 Podcast. And we have Demix.
I'm Demix, and today I'm sharing my crack with everybody!
Vexen?
Hello, I'm Vexen. And I'm
nobody cares!
I care!
I'm a
I'm sharing my crack with everybody!
And anyway, we have Zigbar.
Hello, I'm Zigbar, and I'd like to say...
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you.
I'm sharing my crack with everybody.
Okay, today we're gonna start off with news. Apparently the North American Recoded site was updated. They added a recoded English trailer, a battle basics trailer, also a trailer relating to deck commands and how to use them, and an informational one about the bug blocks and how to defeat them. What do you guys think about that, Demix?
Bug blocks.
Well, the whole thing is probably going to help with the... Like, it's going to help sell the game, I reckon, because you've got the people that can actually see what it's like, what the gameplay's like, which is pretty, really quite good.
Yeah, that's actually not as terrible of a game as I thought it was going to be. I mean, this started out as a mobile phone game for Japanese Docomo phones. And from what I saw, the mobile phone game was absolutely terrible. I mean, the cutscenes were good. The cutscenes are exactly the same. They didn't change much there. The quality is actually about the same. It's really decent. But Recoded, I got that off of Amazon, and I got it. And it came with, like, a sparkly cover, which I thought was kind of cool. It gave off, like, a Data kind of feel. And, actually, some of Sora's commands actually show that he's, like, as he's getting older, even though this is a Data projection of the original Sora from KH1, his attacks are becoming more powerful, and his attacks are actually becoming much cooler, too. They have things such as Fire Sweep, Dashes, other things like that, Thunder Tracer, Land Crash. Land Crash is actually, I believe, one of Terra's attacks, too. Vexen, yes. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Personally, I bought the game myself, haven't played it yet, got caught up in Birth by Sleep, Remnant. But from what I've seen, a lot of the best commands from Birth by Sleep have actually gone to Recoded. And the gameplay, unlike other things you've seen in the previous Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah, they have things in there like the RPG mode, like Final Fantasies, where they have the attack buttons, magic, item, that kind of thing. They have a platformer like Mario. Those levels where you had to do that were kind of fun, but honestly, they got really repetitive, in my opinion. But also the Olympus Coliseum, which, spoiler, is actually where you got to use the RPG mode. That part was fun up to a point. And then to get the secret ending for Recoded, you had to get about 20 out of the 30 trophies to get the secret ending. But the secret ending was totally worth it. It gives you big information on Dream Drop Distance for 3DS.
From what I read up, it sounds pretty good, and a lot of the commands are from Birth by Sleep, because I was reading up how to get certain, like, really good commands from Birth by Sleep, because I beat the Remnant, and I was pretty psyched about that. And then, I don't know, someone on here is supposed to be getting me Recoded soon. Sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also have Marluxia, just go.
Yeah. Well, I bought the game as well, and it was pretty good after all. Sparkles, covers, and all that stuff. But I have stinking trouble with that stinking dark sword boss, whatever it's called. I can't even beat that!
I think that's the final boss, right?
Spoiler alert. Final boss is Dataroxus.
You spoiled everything for me. We'll suffer, Zigbar. Suffer.
He's lying.
Yeah, I'm sure.
My point is, I still can't beat it. I may have to bash my DS apart.
Yeah, I heard about someone doing that with 358 over 2 days. They were so mad at the Shion level, where you had to fight Shion in the
Why
fourth
would
form.
You be mad at that level? That level was,
that level was easy.
Easy.
That level was easier
that
than...
That was probably the
they
easiest
were playing on
boss
critical
battle
mode,
in that game.
But
I played on critical mode, and I beat it with ease, though.
Anyway, so I read a comment that about that. Someone, when they were playing their 358 over 2 days copy, they got so mad at the last level when you have to fight Shion when she turns into the four forms that they actually forcibly ejected their 358 over 2 days cartridge from the DS and threw it out the window, and then they could not find it the next day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I just got one comment to say about that critical thing. Critical mode equals more DSs being thrown out every day.
Okay. Yeah, Xeon wasn't that hard. Dude.
If I think that's hard, then it's going to be a hard step that up.
There were two bosses that pissed me off in that game. There was the, forget what it was
Never
called.
Mind.
Dust Flyer. Well, no, now there's three. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
There was the Dust Flyer that you had to be, it was the last of the six giant bosses mission, and you had to do it to unlock Mickey and Sora in mission mode. There was that flying thing in Neverland, because god dang if the mechanics on that flying
weren't. I couldn't catch the thing. No matter how fast I flew, it wouldn't let me catch it.
I'm over here trying to figure out my camera angles.
Yeah.
And then there was that one thing in Halloween Town with the freaking casket.
Yeah, that plant zombie thing with the
Leech Gray
coffin. It had a coffin.
Leech Gray. That's what it was. Leech Grave.
Yeah, that's what
Leech Grave.
The Leech Grave.
Hate that thing.
I hated that.
That thing was annoying. Every time I ran out to go hit the casket, it was all like, blah, 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 there's actually something inside that's alive, and I'm going to hit you, bah! And then I got eaten, like, five times. Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom!
I ended up flying around a lot on that level.
Yeah,
but the worst one for me was, I also hated Wonderland in general. I hated being small, because, I mean, you got to jump, and then I was sitting here trying to figure out how to get up on that table, and it took me a while. And then there were the two... It was two of those Trickmaster things, wasn't it? Or was it just one?
No, it wasn't Trickmaster-esque. It was the same character model with different colors.
Yeah.
Random off topic. I love how Birth by Sleep is the only Kingdom Hearts game so far to actually be in Neverland.
No.
Like on the actual Neverland.
Oh yeah.
Not like in the ship in the air.
Best line in Birth by Sleep, Ventus, where am I? And how did I get so small?
No. I gotta disagree with you.
I think that's the best line of the series.
You gotta love the lines in 358 over 2 days. Roxas is random. Shut up.
And Xion.
There was a long pause. He swung his keyblade and went, shut up.
And then there's Xion's Roxas. That's a stick.
That's a stick. And then there's Sora's gay moment.
Which one?
Kingdom Hearts 2. Yeah,
Xion, when are you... No, he's like, Riku, when are you going to take that off? It's like, oh.
There's Kairi over here. You half hug her, but you're over here like on his on Riku's leg over here.
Someone's humping a leg.
He's giving Riku a head.
This is what I call a gay moment!
You know all about that, wouldn't you?
That's kind of the point.
Stay away from the children, Marluxia, please.
Stay away from Bexon's ass.
My ass.
Why would I want to do that old man's butt?
You love me, Mom.
We don't
stay away from Roxas, you
creeper. Don't deny it.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
We also have another bit of news. Apparently, Nomura has decided to release some alternate costumes for Sephiroth on Dissidia 012. And I have to say, Dissidia 012 is a really good game. The only problem with these costumes and that idea is that, one, the costumes are only available on PSN. So if you don't have wireless, there's no way you're getting these costumes. There was actually two that came with a pre-order. One of those was Tifa's Enforcer costume, which is basically her with a red skirt instead of a black one and one red strap over her chest.
I like the sound of Tifa's costume.
Of course. And the pre-order for GameStop was Cloud's Kingdom Hearts 1 costume with the black wing and the yellow claw, which is so BA. And the red cloak. That alone makes it worth it. And his sword is in bandages, and I actually did not know this came with a pre-order. So I go to GameStop the second day it comes out, and it turns out that costume was only for the pre-order, and I didn't know that. So I had already bought it, started playing it, got all the alternate costumes, and I go like, wait, where is this costume? I saw it advertised. So I go online that night after I go see Sucker Punch. Oh yeah. And so I go see that it's only downloadable content for the pre-order. And so I spend the next 5 hours that night going on eBay looking for the Dark Cloud DLC content, and that made me so mad. I ended up spending $20 on Cloud's downloadable costume. It was totally worth it, though.
Give it a few weeks, it goes to PSN. Just like they said on Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, Juggernaut was only for the pre-order. You just gotta give it a few weeks.
Yeah, also, they also released Sephiroth's Kingdom Hearts 2 costume with the blue wing and the spiky sleeves, which I think will be really cool if you have, like...
Yeah, that's one.
If you want to play multiplayer, you can have Kingdom Hearts 1 Cloud versus that version of Sephiroth, and that will be so badass.
Oh, hells yeah.
All I gotta say is, the people could have just easily downloaded it all for free if they used some kind of cheat device. Please note, folks, that we do not endorse cheat device for the sake of online play. No, we don't!
Actually, yes, we do. Actually, did you know that the codes for downloadable content for PSN are actually specific to the PSP? Like, if you can only use the code once, and they also said that the Cloud costume is not going to PSN, but the Sephiroth costume is, and it's already on Japanese PSN for 300 yen.
Isn't that like $30?
I think that's $3.
It's like $3.
But at least it's not over 9,000!
Yeah, that'd be too much for anyone to buy!
Over 9,000 yen!
Sell everything.
I don't know, Rox has had 5,000 money in that little pouch of his. And, oh, wait, that came out wrong.
That's why they call it Hammer Space! Luxy, that's why they call it Hammer Space!
And I think that'll wrap up our news section for the day.
And now we're going to move on to the most powerful weapons to have ever existed. The Keyblade!
Yay!
Keyblade.
And the Keyblade I've chosen... The Keyblade I've chosen this week is Oblivion. It appears in Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, Kingdom Hearts 2, Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 days, and Kingdom Hearts Recoded. It's half of the dual set of Keyblades that Roxas used. When Roxas first uses it, it transforms from the second Kingdom Key that he obtains after absorbing Shion. The way that you obtain it in Kingdom Hearts 1, you open a chest in the Grand Hall. Chain of Memories, you speak with Naminé after defeating Larxene. Kingdom Hearts 2, you reunite with Riku in the world that never was. Days, you get it by using Pandora's gear. And Recoded, you defeat Data Riku at Hollow Bastion.
Obviously one of the most powerful Keyblades in the game. It's actually one of my favorites. And, yeah. It's black.
Black.
What do you guys think?
I'll just agree with Luxord on this one. It is indeed black and long.
The fuck's wrong with you?
Of course, my Luxie, of course.
My Keyblade is 2 Becomes 1. It's actually one of my more favorite Keyblades, but it's only available in Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix and Kingdom Hearts Days. And Kingdom Hearts Days, only for Roxas. It's basically kind of a mix between Oathkeeper and Oblivion, which I think makes it more BA than both of them. But it has a special ability which I absolutely hate. If you equip it in Final Mix, every drive form you use becomes anti-form. Every one. And if you're fighting Saix, you're gonna die. Yeah, it sucks. This Keyblade also has a Nobody emblem on the hilt, which is actually really cool. And the keychain is what looks to be the Keyblade Master symbol and Roxas's necklace on the very end for the keychain. What do you guys think?
Nice.
That was cool.
I liked using 2 Become 1 in Days. It was turned out to be a fairly useful Keyblade.
Sounds like the effect, though, would, like, royally screw you over.
Screw you over, yeah.
Well, you gotta think about it for a minute. Anti-form does, in fact, have its uses.
No one cares, Marmar.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now it's time for Zygmar's Keyblade.
Okay, my favorite is the Void Gear, because you really have to earn that Keyblade.
Faggot.
It's only available in Breath by Sleep and Final Mix. You have to beat the Remnant to get it. Black and white Keyblade.
So, the Vanitas Remnant, and the thing is a pain in the ass. It really is, but it's nothing compared to Mysterious Figure. Vanitas Remnant is only available in the Badlands of Keyblade Graveyard, and you have to fight that, you get to fight that after... I believe after you beat the game one time.
Yeah, you gotta beat the final episode.
And after Vanitas Remnant is most vulnerable to, as Ben, is Tornado and any mine attack and Strike Raid. But for some reason, Strike Raid is more effective when you're behind a rock, there is a special rock in the Badlands when you're fighting Vanitas that if you stand behind it, Vanitas glitches and keeps running, and you'll defeat that thing in about 2 minutes, which I think that's pretty hilarious.
I love that rock. Mentioning Keyblade, I'm going for the impossible achievement of defeating the Vanitas Remnant and Mysterious Figure with Terra.
Loser.
You're screwed.
You're a loser.
Almost, I got Vanitas Remnant down to one hit.
You got him down to one hit, but you didn't kill him.
Yeah, loser.
I killed him with Aqua.
I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna be the first one of y'all to beat it, so, yeah.
You beat it with Aqua? What'd you do, Seeker Mine?
Of course.
Yeah, freaking Seeker Mine makes that easy as crap.
Not really. You still have to waste like a good 15 minutes just to get it done.
Good point. That's why you get a bunch of them.
That and some potions, and make sure you got the effects.
Yeah. So you need to get potions. Never, ever, ever, ever use Kiraga versus Vanitas Remnant.
Because he can use it too, and his health is right back up, and you just wasted 15 minutes of your life.
And not only that, if you use Cure, he uses Kiraga.
Also known as trolling.
Yeah, that too. All right, now we're going to move on to Marluxia's Keyblade. Well, you know what? Screw Marluxia. He's gay. Okay, let's move on to Vexen's Keyblade.
Okay. All right, well, this week I chose Lost Memory. I like Lost Memory because, just look at it, it's like silver, and you can only get that in Breath by Sleep, and that's Ventus's Keyblade. After you go to Destiny Islands, and Vinny just starts screwing with Ventus's head, he's like, oh, nothing. He used to not talk, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of weird looking.
I think it's supposed to represent the fact that on the Keyblade it has a red heart that has a kind of chipped off edge. I think that represents Vanitas or their splitting. The fact that they can create the X-Blade.
Wasn't there like a flashback scene where he started remembering everything right before he got it?
Yeah, the flashback is at Destiny Islands when he talks to Vanitas for a little bit.
Well, yeah, then. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it represents a lost memory.
Really?
Yeah.
It's deeper meaning than that, I mean. Obviously, no, that's the name of it, but I mean, I'm thinking like a deeper meaning, but he described that with the broken heart and the Keyblade, and that's something I never noticed. It's got like half a wing.
I think it represents how life is actually just a figment of your imagination.
Yes, and we know you're never going to get any.
I get it from Zacian all night.
Okay. On to my Keyblade. Okay, I picked Destiny's Embrace.
It's a prize, Flower Child.
Yes, I'm a Flower Child. We get it. It appears in Kingdom Hearts 2.
Were you born on a leap year?
Not really. Kingdom Hearts 2 Kingdom and Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, and it probably appears in the final mix.
What's wrong with you?
Yes, greatest 75% critical and 1.35 damage.
We don't do stats.
I forgot, okay?
Shut up, Marmar. Go to your corner. Mama. No one cares about you anymore.
Hurry up.
Yes, the reason I picked it is because it looked flowery. Just like myself. Flowery and colorful. And it has a fruit for a key.
Shut
up. It's so flowery I could even hug it at night and sleep with it and then even shove it up my...
Marluxia, if you don't shut up, I'm going to come over there. I'm going to shove my sitar so far up your ass, it's going to come out your nose.
That's going to be fun.
Of course it's fun.
Oh, I'm just going to back away slowly.
Sorry, it's Mama. Your Keyblade is terrible. The stick is better than that Keyblade. I would rather use the stick. Sorry, Mama.
Sad fact is, I could still beat you up and down Castle Oblivion with a Kingdom Key. I can beat you down up and down Castle Oblivion with a Struggle Bat.
I can beat all of you with my ladle, so don't even think about it.
I got the ladle!
What's wrong with you?
That's your replacement weapon on 358 over 2 days, if you didn't know.
I freaking love that.
Crap!
That one attachment that lets you get the most ridiculous weapons ever.
Yeah, like the
Lexi's a giant boinging hammer.
Yeah, Marluxia has a giant ladle.
We're taking it in this section early. Alright, now we're going to move on to our Unverse segment of the day.
The Unverse that I chose, this is the Shoegazer. It's like a giant boot, and I don't know. At first I really hated it, but I started liking it after I realized it's actually a great opponent. If it was a boss and its health was up and it had 4 bars, I would not want to fight it. I mean, it guards itself really well. It's got horns on the top. It can step on you. It's showing you that it's better than you.
You think that means it's very horny?
I think so. If you get too close, like I said,
it'll
step
on
you. Eat your ass. Literally.
Irony.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to admit that one's really actually kind of cool. I mean, it's a foot. I mean, nursery rhyme, LOL. That's what the first thing it made me think of when I saw it. I was like, lol, yay. And so, I'm really not sure what its emotion is supposed to be, but it's really cool in verse. What do you guys think?
Agreed. Yeah. It can literally step on you, especially when it's freaking giant in the tornadoes and in the Keyblade graveyard.
The tornadoes were so fun. I had Super Glide. I played with them so much.
I level grinded in tornadoes for like a month.
I know where I could stick that unburst.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, my favorite unburst is the prize pod. It looks like the other little elemental pod things.
You just like getting lucky.
Yeah, it's not luck when you know where they are. But but they dropped like different ingredients that you could take back to Disney Town and make ice cream, which like automatically puts you in a command style.
Remember,
which is really
folks,
cool.
Ice cream is crack.
And it all comes back to the first episode. You can get different things. Personally, I like making the Big Bad Pete ice cream, which instantly puts Terra in the Dark Impulse command style, which is like freaking god modding.
All right, well, Marluxia, if you must.
Yay! Okay, folks, the unburst I picked this week is called the Thorn Bike. It kind of looks like a spinning plant. Something that I really like, really. A giant pink flower on its head and two vines that could easily tentacle rape someone.
Of course.
Yes. Dear God, Marmar.
Yes. It's in Birth by Sleep and it's Final Mix. And in Final Mix, it gets a different coloration. They're usually seen around the Cursed Coach, and they're pretty weak except when they're all running around in a group. They really can't do much on their own.
We're not talking about an orgy, Marluxia. Go away.
Please return to the closet from which you stayed.
Yes, Mama.
Okay, well, we're just going to ignore whatever Marluxia said and move on to mine. My favorite unburst is the Flood. I mean, I've got to admit, weakest one, it's like a level, basically level one. But I think it's really cool. The Flood, why it's called a Flood, first of all, is because the Flood, its expression is very undetermined. No one actually knows what its emotion is supposed to be, but the widely observed theory is that it's actually a mix of all emotions, which is why it's the original unburst that you fight. And in Final Mix, as Flower already said, it gets a different color, it turns purple. And, as mentioned before, my favorite kind of enemy is purple. So yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, would purple like that. Be gay?
No, pink.
The freaking Flood is a crackhead. It got into Dimmix's crack.
Either that or it got some ice cream.
It's the same thing.
It's over here hopping around. It's constantly moving.
Don't pick up, it might be the superior.
Infamous sinking to the ground.
Oh dear God, it's Zimnus.
Oh crap! Everybody
Zimnus is mad!
Hide the crack.
Dimmix already took that away.
Oh crap, I need to go find him. Hold on.
Anyway,
well,
always hyped up, jumping around.
Okay, got more crack. Okay, yeah, we got crack. We got crack. Yay!
Yay! We all got crack.
Except you.
Oh.
Oh dear God.
Okay, I think that'll wrap up our verse segments.
Hello, little boys and girls, but mostly little boys. I'm here with my word of the week. Today, my word is bellicose. Bellicose is an adjective meaning inclined or eager to fight aggressively, hostile, belligerent, and pugnacious.
Alright, we're going to move on to the boss section. My boss that I've chosen is the Unknown, also known as the Mysterious Figure or Enigmatic Man in Japanese. No one actually knows what exactly this mysterious boss is. But apparently, its character model is actually a copy of Saix's character model. Yet it uses two blue ethereal blades, which actually have handles also. Nomura hasn't revealed whether he will be in Dream Drop Distance or the third game. He also said that his role is very pivotal to actually one of the series. He wears an Organization 13 coat, which I find very strange, but actually the black cloak is actually supposedly to keep you safe from the darkness in the dark portals. This boss is actually only obtainable after you beat Vanitas Remnant. The reward for beating the mysterious figure is the No-Name Keyblade, which is the most powerful Keyblade in the game. It also, he has some attacks just like Marluxia's, such as a whirlwind kind of attack. His weapons.
Zigbar just pulled out a banana.
His weapon can. His two blades, his ethereal blades, can be changed into a whip, a lance, or two small sabers. If you attack him with one certain attack, which hasn't been released yet, he automatically starts doing the whip attack. The whip attack is the most piss annoying attack that he does. Basically, he makes the two blades join together, and then he jumps up way, way in the sky, and then throws it back down, and it grabs you. And
yeah, screw that, man.
You can, if you dodge roll at just the right point, that's the only way you can dodge it. But if he hits you once, and you don't land square on your feet, he will do it again. And that is basically a one-hit kill after they are.
Oh, so he's Terranort.
Not exactly, no one's sure.
He's worse than Terranort.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
He's like a steroid. He's like Terranort on steroids.
Kind of. His attacks are another one set, where he does two different sorts of combos, and he does an attack kind of like the X-Blade, where he puts his ethereal blades together and does a slashing move, which releases a burst of energy just like the X-Blade. Renewal Block is a must in this battle, and this boss is vulnerable to Fire Surge and Thunder Surge. And whatever you do, do not Thunder Roll. That is the worst idea you can possibly have, since Thunder Roll has the worst dodge of all the dodge roll attack moves. Also, the collision magnet attack that he does in Final Mix was actually weakened to make it easier to dodge because so many people are angry at it. And the mysterious figure can also use some variation of the Mega Flare attack from Bahamut in the Final Fantasy series. What do you guys think about this boss?
Well, his health is like four times that of Vanitas Remnant, and Vanitas was hard enough, so he's quite the challenge. I think he's the hardest thing in Kingdom Hearts there ever was, really, so far.
Except for the both of the armor attacks that you get in Final Mix, Birth by Sleep.
Oh, dear God, freaking... Mm.
Well, then those armors must make the mysterious figure look weak, and the armors must be him on steroids!
Did anyone else start laughing when they heard about the Monstro boss?
Yes, I was kind of bawling. I was like, someone, Nomura, why are you trolling us with this boss?
Yeah, he came back. I was like...
Is Winnie the Pooh going to be possessed by a Heartless or Unversed anytime soon?
Oh my god.
he's going Oogie Boogie from Kingdom Hearts 1.
He gets eaten by Oogie Boogie. Dude, what if all the worlds got crossed over?
That's some messed up fan fiction.
They already have that. It's called Lemons.
Ah, Lemons. I like them, especially the pink ones.
You're retarded. Yeah. There are no pink lemons, you derp.
There are no pink lemons, Mom.
If there are no pink lemons, then why is there pink lemonade?
There isn't.
Discuss this.
You're on so much crack right now.
No one but small children likes pink lemonade.
I like pink lemonade. Shut up.
It's just normal freaking lemonade.
I'm starting to doubt you, Luxord. I think you've been around my Lucia too long.
I wasn't even posted in the same place. Shut up. And yeah, I'll take care of this segment. And that has been our podcast for the day.
This is Vexen signing out to go see my mini Azorian fangirls.
You don't have any fangirls.
Well, I'm Marluxia, and I have to go make like a tree and leave.
Oh my gosh. You've got to be kidding.
Really?
It's been a long day.
Well, I'm Luxord, and I'm off to Vegas to go sell off all the organization's clothing while I play poker.
Not mine. And I'm Zigbar, signing off from Port Royal. Give me back my eyeball, you little freak! I have to go recover my eyeball.
I'm Damix, and I'm leaving to go confess my secret love for peanut butter. Adios.
But before we go, just remember, our podcast is available on iTunes, and you can find us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/orgxiii podcast. Signing off.
Tired of coming home to find your house has been destroyed? Bring them on down to Master Xehanort's daycare. Master Xehanort's daycare is not responsible for any problems caused such as but not limited to, like, doctors, which you need to, creating weapons that may not destroy the world, or discoloration. Contract must be signed before your child is admitted to Master Xehanort's daycare. And just remember that your child is never safer than with the creepy old pedophile. Call us at
1-800-GAY!
Stop, gah!